So tell us what your system does in English.
Yeah, pretty much what it does, it's a software solution that runs on a server. It was commercial off the shelf. My information assurance program management team went out and was looking for a solution so that we could mitigate some of the classified spills that we were having on our unclassified systems and help us find a way that we could find those documents a little bit faster, pinpoint it, and save some time. And so we came up with a commercial off-the-shelf product called Active Data that we started working with those guys, and they tweaked it a little bit for us. So now it does automatic scans. It can tell us when somebody is trying to upload something that might be classified and help us pinpoint it so that our technicians can go in and find it a whole lot faster and get it cleaned up before it gets out in the open.
Was this an issue enough that this system had to be created?
It's always been a bad issue for any organization, and every organization I think struggles with, you know, data that should not be where it shouldn't be. So it's not just about classified information. We can also identify data with meta tags so that we can enable that data to be visible by other people. But yeah, it was a pretty significant solution, especially as everybody was dealing with, you know, the WikiLeaks and everything else. And so the Combined Arms Center, we deal with hundreds of thousands of documents from lessons learned coming directly from theater. And we needed to make sure that we protected those secrets so that we could get the access to the right people and then, you know, enable our soldiers to do a much better job.
Yeah, maybe you can give us a quick background on the Arms Center and what you do there.
Okay. The Combined Arms Center is a three-star headquarters. We are known throughout the Army as the intellectual center of the Army. We are headquartered at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, but we're a CONUS-wide organization. We have organizations spread from the Presidio Monterey out in California out to Fort Belvoir, Fort Eustis over on the East Coast, all the way down to Fort Benning. We are charged with the professional military education of all the Army's officers, as well as the Department of the Army civilians. We're also charged with Army doctrine, coordination of lessons learned, foreign language, etc.
We are talking with Mr. Davin Knowlton, the Assistant Chief of Staff at the Army Combined Armed Center at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And this particular system that you came up with, could other agencies look to it and maybe borrow from it or use as a template? Or is there any way anybody else can get their paws on it?
Absolutely. Like I said, it is a commercial off-the-shelf product. We met the contractors met the corporation down at the Land War Net Conference last August, August of last year. They had a solution that they had been trying out with some other federal agencies. It needed to be tweaked a little bit for DOD to add some taxonomy and some other keywords that we would normally search for. So it is commercially available, and the guys are ready to get out and do their job.
In your case, that is the Arms Center, was the problem occasionally because of, say, information that might be on CIPRNet ended up on NIPRNet or on the corporate or the campus network?
Absolutely. We had a couple of incidents where classified information from CIPRNet had found its way to NIPRNet via either, you know, from the old USB drives or guys bringing stuff back from theater on CDs and trying to use it for classwork and just not realizing that it was classified.
So in other words, it really helps you battle the insider threat, not necessarily a malicious insider threat, but just people not doing what they're supposed to inadvertently.
Absolutely. One of the things that it does is, you know, if let's say that you have a folder on your hard drive that you have protected with a password. This thing will actually go through, and if it detects that you're trying to access that folder and you've tried it, you know, whatever the threshold is, say 10 times within, you know, 10 seconds, and you fail, then it will alert us that there's a possible intrusion, that somebody's trying to access data that they shouldn't have access to.
Now, one of the reasons we're talking to you is because you are a winner of a GISLA Award, the Government Information Security Leadership Award. I got to ask about your reaction when you found out you won last night.
I was very, very excited. I was very humbled. If you're anywhere near the amount of competition that is actually in that room and the brain trust of all the different projects that all the different agencies are coming up with, it is quite an honor to one, be recognized by ISC Squared as a leader in this. But, you know, as I told them last night, it is not an individual award. I have a tremendous team that supports me, and they do an excellent job, and they're really good at thinking outside the box now.
And it sounds like you have reached the state of continuous monitoring that so many federal agencies are hoping to get to.
We are. We're about at that state. We've got a few more things that we want to do. We've got a few more systems that we want to consolidate on and let this classified spillage solution go out onto those databases as well, just to make sure that we didn't miss anything. But it will be a matter of now just continuous monitoring, a little bit more, tweaking, and then take it on from there.
And would you have any advice for any young people who want to get into the business?
Oh, absolutely. Stick with the math. Stick with the sciences. Don't get caught up thinking inside the box. There's a million solutions out there just waiting to be found, and you have very smart people to help you capitalize on their resources.